From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nora Ferris. Missouri campaign donors say a newly approved state constitutional amendment to cap campaign contributions won't keep money out of politics. The measure, approved by 70% of voters, caps donations to candidates at $2,600 and donations to political parties at $25,000 per election. A spokesman for donor Rex Sinkfeld says the amendment will actually empower large donors. Spokesman Travis H. Brown says it will be more difficult to track the sources of donations. He says contributors can anonymously give unlimited amounts to certain nonprofit committees. Those committees can then pass the money on to others, which can spend it on ads and political outreach. He says donors can create an unlimited number of PACs or political action committees. Each PAC can give the maximum amount to candidates and essentially avoid contribution limits through those loopholes. Two other amendments approved on last Tuesday's ballot are continuing to stir controversy. One requires voters to show a government-issued photo ID before casting their vote at the polls. Some opponents say it violates their constitutional voting rights. Others are concerned about the costs of providing photo ID cards free to those without a driver's license. Amendment 4, a ban on sales taxes on services from haircuts to health care, is also raising questions among citizens. Some fear that the amendment's language could scale back future tax revenues, depleting state funding for essential public services. Missourians elected a Republican governor last Tuesday and a majority Republican General Assembly to match. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum gives us a look at Eric Greitens' road ahead as governor.
On the Thursday after his resounding victory in the Missouri governor's race, Eric Greitens spent the morning at the Missouri Capitol meeting with Governor Jay Nixon and huddling with the Republican supermajority in the Missouri Senate. After shaking lots of hands of the legislators that could help make his campaign wishes into laws, Greitens could hardly contain his enthusiasm about the months ahead.
We're very excited. We think that, you know, the people of Missouri voted to take this state in a new and a better direction, and I'm excited to work with the legislature to make that happen.
Greitens has a reason to be bullish. Never before in Missouri's history has a Republican governor come into office with so many GOP lawmakers in the General Assembly. For the past 8 years, Republicans had to contend with Democratic Governor Nixon's veto pen. But with Greitens coming into office, Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson says legislative math becomes a lot more straightforward.
I've said once today, and I'll say it again, it's a lot easier to count to 82 than it is to 109. And I anticipate that we'll be able to move some of those priorities that we've come up short on before.
The new legislative session will convene and Governor-elect Greitens will take office in January of 2017. I'm Nora Ferris, KBIA News, Columbia.